Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Digital and sound artist Kathy McTavish opened a new show this fall at the Tweed Museum of Art in their Sax Brothers Gallery. It's called Chance, a self-creating, coded digital and audio installation, an immersive, experiential exhibit. We spoke with Kathy McTavish to tell us more about the inspiration for her show, Chance. Tell us about the exhibit. It looks like an enormous undertaking, both physically and digitally.
It's been a wonderful experience for me because I had a lot of time, and the space is, the scale is something that I haven't had the opportunity to work with before. So it's been a great opportunity to kind of evolve work, particularly for the site, and have the time to do that. The team at the Tweed's been great, so it's been good working with them. The space in the Sax Gallery, it rises up to these skylights that let in some beautiful ambient light. So as the show is up for a year, it's very seasonal in nature, so you see the passing seasons. But I also address the walls by just putting a lot of my own gesture, artifacts, and my own movement into the space. And particularly because there's so many computing machines in the space, I wanted this human element to be there, so this imprint of my own body that sort of acts in concert but also in friction with the machines that are generating images and sound 24/7 for the entire year. So they never loop, they never repeat. They're just always drawing and drawing and drawing infinitely in the space in a way that humans, you know, that's a limitation for us, also, in a way that humans couldn't. One of the main ingredients in the show is random numbers, actually. So the animations, so the drawings that the computers are doing, and also the sound aspect is generative, so it's algorithmic. It's based on kind of a code set, a set of instructions. It's sort of like how jazz players have a set of chord changes. But then within that, they use it, they're allowed to modify that. So there's a level of chance or randomness that's introduced as they make choices on where to draw and what to draw exactly.
This exhibit is incredibly experiential. In fact, there's a bin of like yoga mats in there. But I wouldn't imagine it would be at all the same without the sound. The sound is kind of in the same developing, growing, creating system.
Yeah, for me, like I started as a musician and as a composer. So sound, for me, sound and visual, like they're both working with sine waves in a way, and they're both temporal. For me, they feel like they're the same. So that kind of cross-sensory experience I really like working in. And I don't find it strange to work from sound and visuals. They seem like they're related somehow. But the room itself is just, it's huge, and it's echoey. So I wanted to, in the end, to feel like a weather system, so passing through the space sonically in a way that was inspired by the ambient light that comes through the skylight, so that sense of weather.
Tell us a little bit about what coding is.
Well, for me, like I think of code as being like it's a written form. It's human readable, so to me, it's like a literature that performs itself. So I think that's what interests me about it. It's like this way that we talk to machines and create and communicate with them.
My perception from the show, it is a kind of a temporary zone, and this isn't being saved and recorded for later.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea that I think it's something we have to encounter, right? That's sort of the ephemeral, that sense of limited time, you know, on the face of the earth, like that we have as humans. And I think I like to work in improvisational spaces or spaces that are ephemeral, that are here now, but they pass.
Congratulations on a year-long exhibit. What a feat.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maya. I'm really excited to be there.
Chance is on display at the Tweed Museum of Art through October 2018. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.